The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Holy Trinity, one God. Amen. Thanks to our ecumenical cycle of readings, I'm fairly confident that many of our national elected leadership are in church today hearing that very same gospel reading that we just heard. It's a story about people in need, about scarce resources, conflicting priorities, and there's likely to be one of two interpretations that they will hear, either coming up with a creative solution or a divine miracle that provides in abundance. There's an inescapable connection, link for us to the extraordinary debt ceiling showdown that we've all been witnessing. Anxiety over scarce resources is everywhere in our lives, at every level, not only in Congress, but we see it in the parish when we worry about our pledges not meeting the budget, or we worry that our individual pledges aren't enough to make any difference to the life of the church. We see it in our own homes and families as gas prices go up and college tuition goes up and our savings go down. It's all around us. So what about this gospel reading? It had been a long, dry, and dusty day for the crowds. They were hungry not only for food, but for leadership, for love, for direction. Jesus loved them in all of their helplessness and dysfunction. And he fed them with the word of God all day long, healing much of their dis-ease. And at the end of the day, he wasn't about to abandon them. The disciples voice a shameful wish, a secret wish that many people might voice in the secrecy of their own hearts. Make them go away. Make the needy disappear so that we won't feel responsible for them. Jesus refuses to let them off the hook. "You give them something to eat," he says. They push back. "We don't have anything. We have just this paltry snack." The solution that Jesus suggests: offer what you have to God and just see what happens. Taking the offering, Jesus looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the crowds. He took, he blessed, he broke, he gave. It's the exact sequence of Eucharist. Jesus sees a need, he responds in love, and he offers Eucharist. Thanksgiving is the other word for it. And there's no limitation to this offering. There's plenty for everybody. And tons left over, enough to feed all 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, enough for every one of God's children. Sometimes life feels like a desert. Sometimes, like Jacob, we feel alone in the dark, beset by danger, frail and vulnerable, attacked by shadows, crippled by our own fears. Sometimes we even find ourselves wrestling with God, clinging, afraid to let go because God is all we have left to hold on to. We might indeed emerge from such an encounter limping, but blessed. We are blessed by our encounter because the God we Christians worship can do no other than bless us, even as we limp. God blesses us with the sacred word. God blesses us with struggle and challenge. God blesses us in the dark places and the dry desert places. God blesses us with the healing presence of Jesus, who offers us himself in the sacrament. Jesus feeds us here with himself. He is the Word of God in the flesh, incarnate, offering us the word of salvation. He is the bread of life, offering us eternity through the Eucharist. He is the Passover lamb, offering us life through his self-sacrifice. He is God's love, present in every dark and dry and dusty moment. Jacob came to a place where he had nothing. No family, no friends, no shelter, no assurance of safety or even of survival. And he found God there. The crowds came to a place where there was nothing to eat or drink and no shelter for the night. And they found God there. They all found God there. God is there. God is here, waiting for us. It may be a challenging encounter. It may be a healing and comforting encounter. But in the end, limping or not, we will be richly blessed. And what about that creative solution interpretation? That one that says, if we each share our limited resources, there'll be enough to go around. Where is God in that interpretation? God is in the brokenness. When we offer our meager gifts to God, when we allow our treasure to be broken apart and shared for the greater good, something amazing and miraculous happens. There is enough. There's more than enough. There's an overflowing abundance that reaches out to every one of God's children. In the giving and the breaking and the sharing, we participate in the miracle. We are broken free of our fear of scarcity and find ourselves living in gratitude and plenty. Now, it may be a small miracle, but it is a miracle. It's one that's so fundamental to the good news that we find it in all four Gospels and twice in Matthew. The bread is the life. Jesus is life. Give thanks for all that we are given today and live. Amen.